Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Verhals. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McNairtney moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhulst. McNairtney moves to third. Buford moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. McNairtney scores. Buford moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cott. Hansen moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hall reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Allison moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins is walked intentionally. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney is walked intentionally. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Henry now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Don Mossy now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Henry out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Verhal. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Don Mossy. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.